The corridors were silent and cold. They echoed to Miss Meadows' steps. The headmistress sat at her desk. For a moment she did not look up. She was, as usual, disentangling her eyeglasses, which had got caught in her lace tie. "Sit down, Miss Meadows," she said very kindly. And then she picked up a pink envelope from the blotting pad. "I sent for you just now because this telegram has come for you."
"A telegram for me, Miss Wyatt?"
"Basil. He had committed suicide," decided Miss Meadows. Her hand flew out, but Miss Wyatt held the telegram back a moment. "I hope it's not bad news," she said, so more than kindly. And Miss Meadows tore it open. "Pay no attention to letter. Must have been mad. Bought hat stand today. Basil," she read. She couldn't take her eyes off the telegram. "I do hope it's nothing very serious," said Miss Wyatt, leaning forward. "Oh, no, thank you, Miss Wyatt," blushed Miss Meadows. "It's nothing bad at all. It's..." And she gave an apologetic little laugh. "It's from my fiancé saying that... There was a pause.
"I see," said Miss Wyatt.
And another pause. Then, "You've 15 minutes more of your class, Miss Meadows, haven't you?"
"Yes, Miss Wyatt."
She got up. She half ran towards the door.
"Oh, just 1 minute, Miss Meadows," said Miss Wyatt. "I must say, I don't approve of my teachers having telegrams sent to them in school hours, unless in case of very bad news, such as death," explained Miss Wyatt, "or a very serious accident, or something to that effect. Good news, Miss Meadows, will always keep, you know."